Some residents in the town of Wolf Creek are looking to change their tiny hamlet north of Helena into a resort. Or at least, they are hoping to set up a resort tax. Capital reporter Dan Boyce takes a look at how the town wants to get some extra money from tourism without paying the tax themselves.
Brothers Gene and Ed Curtis are just sitting down for lunch at the Frenchman. It's a cafe and bar in Wolf Creek. They're both wearing Hunter's Orange ball caps.
Well, we're after elk, which we've been successful. We're now after the white-tailed deer, which we've been half successful.
They also plan to catch some trout in the nearby Missouri River. The Curtis brothers come from California. They travel up to this area regularly, staying at a lodge in town for 10 or 12 days. Ed says in California, there are always proposals for new resort taxes. Here, there, everywhere.
I mean, it's just tax, tax, tax. Enough is enough.
And when he hears his vacation spot here in Wolf Creek is thinking of setting up a resort tax, he's not happy about it.
This kind of stuff is what deters people from coming. It's just a progressive way of milking the public.
The people in Wolf Creek would not be asking for a resort tax if they weren't faced with the burden of putting in a sewer system that, quite frankly, they can't afford.
Pat Hunter lives just outside of Wolf Creek. He's a commercial fisherman in Alaska in the summer. He lives here the rest of the year. And he says community members asked him to work on getting this tax implemented during his winter downtime. He says the 30 or so buildings that make up the core of Wolf Creek each have their own drain fields for wastewater. 50 years ago, these homes and businesses were in compliance with the law, but not anymore. He says water quality standards now say each building would need a drain field a couple acres in size to let wastewater dissipate enough that it's not getting into drinking water. A couple acres. The buildings in Wolf Creek are tightly packed into a canyon. They don't have that kind of space.
We know that the neighbor is probably drinking water from their neighbor that hasn't really been filtered properly. We know that.
So the community needs a septic system, which Hunter says will probably cost about $3 million or more. He says the 40 or 50 full-time residents of the area need help paying for that. So begins the quest for a resort tax. The Montana Department of Commerce says right now there are 8 Montana communities or areas that have resort taxes, places like Whitefish, West Yellowstone, Big Sky. They have to meet certain population and land guidelines set by the legislature. And the majority of the economic base within the area has to rely on tourism. The tax can be up to 3%, and Commerce Department senior economist Joe Ramler says all the money earned goes back to the community, not the state or county.
It's up to the area, the local officials, and constituents to decide what they want to spend that tax revenue on.
And what is taxed is basically up to the community, too. It needs to fall under the loose framework of luxury items. Tax supporter Pat Hunter says a visiting tourist or a resident would not be charged the tax for a loaf of bread, but would be charged for items like fly rods or lodging. He says making these distinctions will be challenging for the community.
If he buys a sweatshirt that says Wolf Creek on it, he's going to pay 3%. If he buys a sweatshirt that doesn't say Wolf Creek, it's a necessity of life. He's not going to pay 3%.
But Hunter believes it's necessary to go through this process. He worked on a resort tax for the nearby town of Craig a few years ago. He says residents were skeptical about the tax back then, but have come around after seeing it generating more money for the community than expected. Hunter thinks much of Wolf Creek is behind him in this effort.
Yeah, and now, if you guys are coming and you're using services, isn't it only fair that you pay a tiny bit of it?
Hunter tries to explain the idea to the Curtis brothers in the Frenchman Cafe, the two brothers against resort taxes.
You can do the same thing without a tax.
After he tells them the tax revenue would only be used by the immediate area, that the state or county government would not be seeing it, they seem to come around too. Gene Curtis says he's all for having clean groundwater.
If groundwater is leaking into the river, then, you know, that stuff needs to be taken care of. You know, a few dollars is not going to kill me. For a tax, it'll keep the environment clean.
Wolf Creek is now submitting their tax plan to the Department of Commerce. If approved, it eventually goes back to the people within the resort tax area for a vote. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Wolf Creek.